Jeff and Mac on KNBR 680 and streaming live at KNBR.com.
This is fun, man. Appearing this Sunday at the Raiders Saints game is our next guest, singer, songwriter, musician, rock star, Eddie Money, joining Brian Murphy, Paul McCaffrey on the Murph and Mac Show. Eddie, a pleasure to have you. How are you?
It's great to be on the radio with you guys. I really do love the show. I'm a sports fanatic, and I've been a big Raider fan since the 70s. The Tuzak and the Snake and Dave Kasperin, Belitnikov. I mean, I just love the Raiders. They're going to pull everything together. Mark Davis, Al's son, is a very good friend of mine. And I'm trying to call him and tell him who to play and not who to play. What are you, a coach?
Yeah, Coach Money. Coach Money with the whistle. Hey, man, I got to ask you, though, because we know you're from New York. Murph and I were in our 40s, so we grew up listening to your stuff and everything. So we know you're from New York. And I remember back early 70s, Jets, Raiders, that was a big deal, man. Namath and all that stuff against Stabler and LaMonica. So how did you wind up going against the allegiance of being a New Yorker and giving all your love to the Raiders?
Well, you know, I quit the police department and moved to California back in the early 70s. You know, so I was really never really into football that much until I moved out here. And then I really got into the Raiders. And, one thing about living in, you can go to the 49er game. You got the Raiders. I got my Chargers down here in L.A. I'm a football fanatic, but I tell you, man, the commitment to excellency, I just can't. And doing the Raider game this weekend is going to be so fantastic. And we're going to be playing in Raiderville.
Nice.
That's that tent they got. We're going to be playing that from 11 to 12. Tell everybody to stop on by. We'll be doing two tickets and Baby Hold On and my new single for the troops, One More Soldier Coming Home. My wife's coming. It's going to be a great, great time.
Yeah, again, to repeat, this is Sunday at the Raiders Saints game. Eddie Money, it is the Salute to Service game honoring the men and women of our military. And Eddie's cool enough to, you know, sing a song about the military and a couple of those beautiful songs, too. So I love it. So Mark Davis is now is your guy. Now, I got to ask you, Eddie, did you have the same, I can call him at any time relationship with Al Davis?
You know what? Al was a bit of a stick in the mud like my dad. Grumpy Al. But, me and Mark have always been super close.
Yeah.
And I really like Mrs. Davis, too. I tell you, the whole Raider Foundation has always been really cool to me. I remember about 6 years ago, I did a Star Spangled Banner, and all these guys were trying to pull me into the black hole, and it made all the TV shows and pull me up on my shoulders into the black hole.
Yeah, you'll come out of there with it. Watch out, man. You'll come out of there with a Darth Vader helmet on your head. You got to be careful.
Well, I know the girl. I know Gorilla and all the guys there, and all the people that hang out in the black hole. And I know everybody. I know all the vendors. It's just amazing. And then I'll be on the plane with everybody. There's so many fans out here in Los Angeles that fly up for the games too. So Raider Nation covers Los Angeles too. You know that.
I love it, Eddie. And the other musician based in L.A. who's embraced the Raiders is Ice Cube. The rapper. I was wondering, have you guys crossed paths? Perhaps a collaboration in studio.
I think we were on a plane a couple of times together, but he's got more money than me. He was in first class.
Right. I didn't know those Southwest shuttles had first class, huh?
What number are you online? You're 147. You might as well go get a cup of coffee.
What's the difference? Yeah, exactly.
I love it, Eddie. Eddie, hey, we got a little bit about your career, too, about the Bay Area. We do know. Hardcore Eddie Money fans know that you were a New York City cop and your whole family, Irish Catholic, it's so great, Mahoney and all that. But what the move to Berkeley, tell us about that in the early 70s. Like, how does a New York City cop decide he's going to go to Berkeley and become a rock star?
Well, I was in a group called the Grape Charette in high school. We used to do, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels and Rascal songs.
Nice.
I was in the rock, but I found out the best way to date the cheerleaders without being on the football team, I was too skinny for that, was being a rock fan. So, we grew up with a lot of really fantastic music. And, getting a record deal with Bill Graham, he was out of New York. And, I sold 27 million records. Hey, I should have saved the money. Who knew?
Hey, I got to ask you, Eddie. I'm glad you mentioned Bill Graham. He's one of the most fascinating guys to me of all time. And I know I remember. Hey, it was funny. I was talking about this earlier today. I remember you on the bill at one of the Day on the Green shows. And that was a big Bill Graham kind of party that he would throw every summer. So give us like a Day on the Green memory and a good Bill Graham story, from the perspective of Eddie Money.
Well, I remember remember one time this guy, Peter Grant, that was the manager for the Led Zeppelin, wound up beating up one of Bill Graham's people, who was a good friend of mine. His name was Peter Bassotti. That was a bad incident. And Led Zeppelin was really high. They were showing up late. The vibes were really bad.
Yeah.
But then when they came on, they kicked ass anyway. And then I played with Peter Frampton. I played with the Rolling Stones on Day on the Green.
Oh, man.
And then we turned around and said, I love this guy, Eddie Money. He's got a big hit, but we got to get him off the tour. And he said, why? He's getting too many encores. I'm tired.
Very good. By the way, do you still stay in touch with Ronnie Spector at all? The big hit, Take Me Home Tonight, 1986.
Little baby.
Yeah.
I run into Ronnie once in a while on the road, and she, you know, we do a lot of benefits for the kids here and there, but she still looks terrific. I'm very good friends with her husband, and we talk on the phone about maybe once every other month.
Beautiful. All right. Well, Eddie Money coming to Oakland, Raiderville, 11 a.m. to noon. He's going to play a couple of hits. He's going to play a song about the military, and then you're going to stick around. You're going to do the national anthem, right, Eddie?
Yeah. You know, the hard note in that song is really not Land of the Free. It's Rockets Red Glare.
Good call.
Rockets Red Glare! That's the hard note.
You just
and
hit
I'm,
it.
You know, to come up with it. You know, I'm not the world's greatest when it comes to the anthem, but I tell you, I love this country. We did the anthem at the Oakland Coliseum, and I was getting ready, and the Jets came over right in the middle of the last sentence or two, and scared the living hell out of me. I dropped to the ground, wow, and I got up and said, hey, I love this country, and the home of, it was like those Jets. If you don't know, they're coming.
Look out.
And they're so loud. Nobody told you what the Jets are going to come over in the middle of the banner. It scared the living hell out of me.
Eddie, you're going to be ready for the Jets. You're going to be ready for the Saints. You're going to be ready for the Raiders. And we think it's great, man. We're big fans of your music, and we appreciate you coming on the Murph and Mac show, man.
Great talking to you, Eddie.
Knock them dead on Sunday, all right?
I love the show, guys, and thank you so much for having me. And don't forget about the troops. All this is the veterans. Go to my website, eddiemoney.com, and download One More Soldier Coming Home. All the proceeds are going to the Intrepid Fallen Hero Fund.
Perfect. Well done, Eddie, and have a great time on Sunday. Thanks for coming on.
Bye, boss. Talk to you later.
There he is, Eddie Money.